views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Live an enlightened and authentic life by standing in your own power. Silver Gaia Radio, Journey to Gaia with Dr. Bree Gibbs, brings forth new information supporting the ascension process happening on the planet now. Learn the true meaning of the word goddess and why each and every one of us is a divine being. Dr. Bree travels multiple worlds, bringing through the unknown ancient knowledge and messages to help you remember who you truly are and live life with truth, trust, and passion.
For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com.
Now, here's your host, Dr. Bree Gibbs.
Welcome, everyone, to Silver Gaia Radio. I'm Dr. Bree. As mediums and channels, everybody comes to us for very important questions. How's my loved ones? I want to know this. I want to know that. Well, sometimes we have to say things that are funny that loved ones don't want to hear, like, quit screwing up. Or they want to tell you, you married the wrong guy. You should have called upon us. So my special guest and very special friend, Terry Strauss, medium, is with me today. And we're going to talk about the funny things that happen as being mediums and channels. So hi, Terry. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me back.
Oh, you are welcome. So during the break, before we started, right?
Right.
You had told me some funny things. So why don't you start off with some of the things that you've heard that you have wanted to tell your clients, and you had to tell them, and they didn't know how they were going to handle it, but they handled it, right?
Well, one in particular is probably more bizarre to me, but it was a phone reading across the states, and I was at the end of the reading, and I had kept watching outside. I have a lot of bramble bushes that are dead because of the winter, and I kept seeing a man out there, and no matter how I looked at it, I kept seeing a man, so I thought I was crazy, to be honest with you, and so finally I had asked her, did your dad have long, long beard, you know, like ZZ Top? And she said, yes. And I said, did he have a big, long mustache and long, long hair? And she said, yes. And I said, okay, just one more question. I go, did he have big, dark, inset eyes? She said, oh my God, you see my father? And I said, something like that. He's a bush. So, and then she just lost it because literally the bush, I described him from being bushes that were just dried up. Uh-huh. So it was very hilarious to me. I don't know how that would even happen, but she laughed about that one for a long time.
Wow. Was there a reason that he stood in the background?
No, I just don't know. I never saw him again. When I looked after I did her payment over the phone, and I looked back to look at the bush, and he was gone. But he was there the whole hour, and I was just ignoring it. I didn't know what it was.
Wow.
Oh. And then wow. One other time that happened to me, it was a lion in a tree. And I was like, that is seriously a big lion in my tree. And it was a reading referencing the zoo. They went to the zoo all the time, and the lions were the favorite.
Oh, wow.
But I got it in a tree. So it's kind of, and they're like, how do you get that in a tree? I don't know, but I did. And they were just laughing at me. They thought I was making stuff up, but it was factual.
Huh. Well, I know I've had some pretty factual things come through when I've talked to people, and they're saying, how do you know this? How do you know that? And I said, well, they're just telling me. You know, and so there's, you know, you and I both know we can only say certain things. We can't use names and everything. But I was doing a reading, and the daughter had passed over, right? Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, I said, she sits in a chair. She likes to sit in a chair. And I was pointing with my hands on where the chair was, right? Not knowing this woman's, living room or anything, right? Where I'm doing it in my office, right? And she sits in the chair. Well, now she can't sit in the chair because her daughter says she's afraid that she's going to sit on her daughter all the time.
That's funny. That's funny. I wish.
Or when animals come to us.
Right.
And they don't want to leave. So we have them in our houses then. So right. You've had a cat. I have a dog hanging around that's right. Waiting. Like, can I please be born again? Will you please find the pup, the mother and father, you know, so I can come back? You know, it's hilarious. Cool. And that's what he's hanging around for right now. And so the person who wanted him back, I went to the Rainbow Bridge, right? And talked to him. He goes, yes, I want to come back. When I say, no, I've got this big golden retriever in my living room. And my other dogs that, you know, animals, as you know, are very intuitive and starting to bark and look and growl. And it's like, take over the whole living room, dog, you know, with the rest of my, let's add another one that's etherical, but yeah, you're staying. And so luckily the people are out looking for a mother and father now, a breeder, right?
Right.
So he wants to come back. So he's staying in my living room. And right now he's actually in my office next to me. And it's like, okay, fine.
That's hilarious. I'm lucky because if I see this stuff, as soon as I'm done with them or they go home or I'm off the phone, I always say, don't leave your spirit people with me or your animals with me. You take them with you. I have a village of my own, but I don't need you to add to it. But I did have a cat that came through, and Bree, I thought the cat was my cat. But I usually lock the animals up, and it zoomed underneath a sheet. And I really had to go, you know, say, is that my cat? And then I realized mine are locked up. And I asked her, did you lose a cat? And she said, I did 2 weeks ago. And I said, was he orange? And she said, yes. I said, Mel? She's like, yes. I said, oh, my. He's playing peekaboo underneath the sheet. He was running and dashing underneath the sheet as if it was real life to me. I really saw it. I was amazed. And she started crying. And she's like, that was his favorite game every morning when I made the bed.
Oh, wow. You
know? So, and I was like, and at the end, I told her, hey, make sure you take your cat back. I have enough cats. So, yeah, they're amazing. They're amazing.
They are amazing because I'm going to tell you what, he was a golden lab, but he wants to be a golden retriever in the slack time, right? He made it very clear, right? And, but yeah, he's not going back. He's waiting till he's born. That's it. Perfect. It's like, and my dogs looked at him for a while yesterday and it was like, okay, you're staying. You don't eat. You don't take away from us. You're okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, what are we supposed to do except laugh and have fun over it? Because they come to us for a reason.
Mm-hmm. You know? Well, I think it's hilarious. And even though it was both incidences were sad, the tree or the lion or whatever, because right. They are coming to us to find closure or proof of the other side. And uh-huh. But then I find it funny because I'm like, I didn't know I could see things like that. It's not like a daily occurrence for me. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now I'm mostly a feeler, but I was seeing this stuff. And so you have to doubt myself going, this is just stupid.
And see, yeah. Here's the whole thing is, you know, this is teaching show. So I'm going to say something right now with you is, yep, I'm going to say it, Terry. So be prepared. I warned you, this was going to happen to you with the fifth dimension coming in. I warned you, said, yes, you can do this stuff. And look what's happening. I'm sorry. But, you know, and it's not like I'm sitting there trying. Well, you know what? I feel darn good. I warned you. And now it's happening. I'm sorry.
Everyone said I would be doing this one day. And I was telling them, oh, no, I'm not. Nope, I'm not. And then I did. And I was, then that was right. And then I talked to you and you were telling me about different things. And I'm like, that ain't going to happen. But it did, like the animals.
Uh-huh. Yeah. See? So. Yeah. Animal communication on the other side. Think about it.
Right.
And you never know why that lion came. I mean, I think it's great because lions are strength.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they
yes. And in the whole situation, that strength was very much needed in the situation. That makes sense. I never looked at it that way.
Ha.
So here, let's give you a take on this one. I saw a hippopotamus on a phone reading. Maybe it's just phone readings I get this stuff. And then I didn't want to say it. And then I was like, it was random. And I'm like, I'm arguing with myself. I'm not saying it, but okay. Well, I said, what is the connection with the hippopotamus? And then they said, well, that was the last event that they had had as a family together at the zoo. So I said, then it must be my zoo sign then, maybe. And she says, no, it's actually a hippopotamus. That day, they were feeding the hippopotamuses pumpkins. And she says, I don't know if you've ever seen this before, but it's hilarious. She says, and our daughter didn't want to leave there for like over an hour. They couldn't get her to stop being mesmerized by hippos eating pumpkins. And so sometimes you just have to say it. I just tell everybody, I don't care how stupid it sounds in your head. You need to say it, you know?
Right. No, I agree with that.
I'm finding that out.
No, I agree. I mean, even when our loved ones come through and they give us messages, sometimes I have to go home and laugh and just say, are you serious? You had to come on the radio show to do this to me? And then I ask them why. Well, you weren't paying attention to us anyway, so what was the difference? My dad said that to me. I was like, oh, my God. I cannot believe you said that from the other side. He goes, I am here. I'm with you, and I'm telling you that. I was like, okay. So we only have about a minute left, but yeah, that's the reason he keeps coming through on the radio, by the way, because I won't pay attention to him. I guess I'm not paying enough attention. But anyway, so when we come back, we're going to talk about more funny things that happen with us. And yeah, you and I have seen some really hilarious stuff. So we'll be back in a few minutes more with Terry Strauss.
Crossroads in your life in need of answers, trying to discover your life dream or how to manifest it? Dr. Catherine Lehman with a team of angels, guides, master teachers has been helping people unveil the truth to the path of abundance and freedom for over 40 years. Training with shamans, teachers, and healers globally, Dr. Lehman will guide you to action in discovering your soul's path. Schedule a session today, 951-313-8541. It's 951-313-8541.
Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com. That's silvergaia.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light Shamanic Healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Welcome back, everyone. So during the break, I heard some more funny stories. And so, Terry, I want to know about the chastity belt.
You know, that was probably one of my most hilarious. It was a group reading. And a grandparent came through. And I felt like I was very old school, just feeling what was going on. And I kept trying. I'm a feeler. So I was feeling like, honestly, there was a padlock in my lower area. And I'm thinking, why would you put a padlock down here? And right. then I said, and I'm looking at her going, why would your grandpa want a chastity belt on you? And she's like, and everyone was busting a gut because she'd been out partying and everything else. And maybe grandpa said, put a lid on it, so to speak.
Right, right, right.
And it was like, I can't believe I got that. I just can't believe I got that. It was funny. She was embarrassed, but they laughed. They laughed for like 20 minutes. It was just hilarious. I cannot believe that spirit would make me feel that. I have to figure this stuff out. But literally, it was a
padlock. Well, could you imagine, given that I'm thinking about being you here for a minute, right? And we're having to give that information out, right? And I'm going, okay. I'd probably say, do you want the key?
No, I think Grandpa was throwing the key away.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah. No, that's too funny. Okay, so what else you got? That one was hilarious.
I had another one recently. I'm not too sure if it's too funny, except for the way it went down. I have a person who just settled back into going through, a divided family. And I looked at her and said, you're moving. And she said, no, I'm not. And I said, yeah, you're moving. And she gave me this really mean look. And she was very adamant of, no, she's not moving. I love my new place. And I've almost been there a year. And no, I'm not moving. So I just said, write it down and went on with my reading or whatever. And 2 hours after she left, she called me and told me when she got home, the property management called that the owner was selling her house and she has to be out like, you know, May or June. Right.
Wow. Wow.
And I said, it's not funny. It's not funny, but I have to laugh at that because I was so adamant it was going to happen. And then she blamed me and told me, did you make this happen? I'm like, wow, you're really giving yourself power. There's a lot of things in my life that I would make happen if I can make things happen. That's not one of them.
Oh my gosh, that's too funny. I know that think, you know, but the thing about it is I think about some things like my mom when she comes through, right? Mm-hmm. And not with you, you know, or anybody else sometimes. Sometimes it's just me and her, right? Mm-hmm. And she'll say, why are you so upset? If the shoe doesn't fit, don't wear it and take care of the problem. What's wrong with you? Remember the goddess you are. Take over the problem. You know, and I'm going, okay, mom. And then all of a sudden she'll show up. I'll see her, you know, in like just the bathrobe, right? Uh-huh. And it's a bathrobe I could not stand that she does this in front of me. Every time she wants to give me a message, right? She will walk through. Merry Christmas time. You got the red, white, and green checkered bathrobes. Uh-huh. Those older ones, flannel type yeah. looking ones, right?
Kind of gingham looking, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like going, and I bought her a really nice, pretty pink one, matching slippers and everything, right? And she'll walk through with that ugly bathrobe on if I don't pay attention to her. And I'll see it, and I tell my husband and my son, grandma's in the house, mom's in the house, and my husband's like, well, which bathrobe is she wearing this time? You know, or all yep. of a sudden you'll say, you know, like our cat animals like to travel back and forth, right?
Yeah.
And I keep telling about our one dog that wants to keep coming back, and we say, no, not right now, right? Mm-hmm. And so the other day, he's like going, he was just thinking about it. And he said, he was walking through the living room. I said, you better quit. You're going to manifest him. Let him come back. Mm-hmm. I got another one in the house already. I don't need another one. You know,
that's how I feel.
I'm telling you, it's like, you know, we have enough animals and dogs that are still here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and of course I would take him back. If we ended up, he came back and I saw him and a puppy, you would recognize your animal too, right? But I'm going, come on, if people knew how many I really had, they'd be wondering what I'm doing with the one in my living room.
Right?
I'm telling you. So to put it out there, I have 7 dogs, you know? And when you first saw them, you're like going, oh my God.
Yeah. I was like, Bree, that's a grip of dogs. They call you the crazy dog lady because I used to be the crazy cat lady with 6 cats. I'm down to 3 now, unfortunately. But I keep being called to go to the place to save pets. What do you call that place?
Rescue place?
Yeah, to rescue places. And I'm thinking, no, you're not going to go there. You're not.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's something. So what else can you think that's kind of funny, you think?
Like I was telling you in break, now that I'm telling you these stories, and when I look back at some of them, that majority of them seem to be phone readings. I must be a multitasking in a different way so I can get this stuff. I don't understand why they're mostly predominant phone readings, because I mostly read in person. But one time I was finishing up a reading with a lady that was here, and I saw a huge kimono dragon go across the room. The Jesus is out of me. I thought it was there. And I was like, did you see that? And she said, no. And she puts her feet up on the chair. And I was like, she goes, what was it? And I said, it was a kimono dragon. And she's like, no. I said, did you have one of those? She said, no. And I said, okay, fine. She laughed. My phone rang. Somebody calling to make an appointment. They had heard about me. And I was writing all the information down, making her appointment. And then I saw that dragon again. And I said, I'm just going to go out on a limb here and throw something at you. Do you happen to have a connection to a kimono dragon, like a big one? And she started crying. And she said, like 2 months ago, it died. It finally died. Had been in the family a very long time, and it died. And I said, well, it's climbing up my cat house. And she, like, my cats are not gonna like this, right? And she said that she had a cat house for it.
Oh my God.
It used to run up and lay down in the cat house.
Could you imagine that? I mean.
No, I can't imagine a little baby lizard or a gecko in my house, as cute as they are, and a kimono dragon with this puppy.
You know, the thing I say to our listeners, if you could see Terry right now, she just ended up blowing out her cheeks bigger than she is. And, you know, got these little claws out, right? Like she's a kimono dragon. I mean, it's hilarious. I mean, it's too funny. You know, we go through some funny stuff, no matter if it's as mediumship or in our personal lives that we have to face. There's been times that we're so stressed and we're bringing these information through. Have you ever just had your guys just say, knock it beside your head and say, enough?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my guides hit me hard like that sometimes.
And so, with me, when that happens, I have to finally say, enough, I need a day off. Did you get to that point too?
No.
You haven't learned yet?
No. When I sleep, I think I turn off, but.
Yeah, no, that's not happening either.
Right?
Open portal, here we are. Yeah. No, that doesn't happen. You wake up at 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, you're going, okay, I'm getting the point. What else do you want us to say this week? You know?
Yeah. I've noticed that they wake me up at, sometimes it's always the same time, and I'm really into the angel book and the angel messages. And I strongly believe that they are communicating this way. However you want to take it or not, I believe it. But uh-huh. like I'll wake up and it's 333 in the morning. All the time it's 333 in the morning. Well, it happens to be my number, but not only the angel book, but in my mind, from my guides, it's believe, faith, and trust.
Right.
So, but like 217 and 411, and I'm thinking, so then I'm up looking in the book in the middle of the night, looking for messages from my guides.
And, you know, and here's the thing is like, so if you go by the goddess numbers, right? 333 is 9 is completion.
Oh. Hmm.
So, there's no zero, right? And right. so if you take, let's see, 3 plus 1.
It's 4.
So I'm just trying to add something in that would be a 3. So 2 plus 1 is 3. That's truth, trust, and passion. Mm. And so, I mean, but everybody, so let's just say is we have to take a break here in a minute. But so right now it is the 16th, right?
Correct.
So you take 6 and 1 equals 7, which is transition.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. So all these
so
numbers.
So what is the 999?
So since there's no zeros. Right. So if you keep going over, right? And we got 1 minute. So I'm gonna answer that question when we come back, because that's a really important question that you just answered on seeing nines all week. And are they coming in a row, and how much more are they coming to? So you know, I'll get that information, and then I'm going to have a piece of paper and a pen, and I'm going to add that all up for you and tell you what that actually means through the goddess Lemurian Light Shamanic Healing. So we'll see y'all back with Terry and myself, Dr. Bree, in just a few minutes.
Every day is another opportunity to bring magic into our world and create the reality we want to live. Intuitive Juliana Salofia and the Lady of Light New Age Boutique are here to help you on your journey. Whether you're looking for a reading, a workshop, or a class, or the latest and unique metaphysical products or jewelry, the Lady of Light New Age Boutique has it all. Visit inspirednewage.com to schedule a session or class and feel the energy of the Lady of Light.
Take us with you on that morning commute. Download your favorite podcast from the Transformation Radio Network. Just visit transformationradio.fm.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself. You can't make decisions. And feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. Visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedemann Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light Shamanic Healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
Hi, everyone. So, Terry, let's get your information out there right now because you got calls coming in from Ireland and all over the place. You're getting very well known. And I want people to know how they can get a hold of you. They can go, first of all, they can go to silverguide.com, my website. You're on there. So tell them the rest about you, please.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I am getting pretty busy. I feel so blessed to be, you know, my thing is to heal hearts here and there. I feel like when we're giving messages that we're healing their souls and spirit as well as here. I love it. But they can go to my website of terrystrauss.com. And there's the link there to my Facebook. I have two Facebooks. One I'm trying to get rid of, but I forgot the password. So you could just go there and you can just link right on over to my Facebook. That's how you get a hold of me. But yes, yesterday I got a message saying they wanted a reading and they wanted to know where I was based out of. And I was like, I've never had someone phrase it like that before. So I responded with Washington State and they said, do you do phone readings? But they would like one. And I said, sure, I do. And they said, okay, well, they're in Ireland. And I'm like, oh, now I got to figure out what time is the right time, their time.
Right, right. So, I go through that with Skype. Yeah. Using that with Skype has been the easiest way for me to do it.
Yeah. I don't know. I've did a few in South Africa. I've done one in Jamaica and one in Australia, maybe two in Australia. They're cool. And it's like really different information and maybe different wording, using a different word or trying to describe something or a pastry of some sort. I have no clue what I'm doing, but it's their stuff. I have no clue what this is. Please check out my website. Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, like I said, it's been a roller coaster with Terry and I. We've had some fun times when I first met her and asked her to come onto the show a long time ago, last summer.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. It's almost a year ago. And it was like, wow. And it was like, it's been about a year. Yeah.
Yeah, that's when I didn't say much because I was scared. It was my first phone reading with you. And there's two things that give me, I guess there's three things that give me severe PTSD. One is going into a courthouse. The other one is feeling like I'm being tested. And the other one, I guess, is public speaking. And that, even though I was sitting in my own home, my own chair, it was very fearful to me to be sitting here talking. Like, I thought I was going to stutter, say bad words. They slip out a lot. And I have no control.
I got the big old sign on my computer. I can't see it from here. It says, make sure you do not say nothing wrong. Yeah. When you're on the radio, right?
Right.
And people are going, why you got that up there? I said, just for me. But no, I remember the first time when you came on the air and you sat in the chair and you're like going, okay, I don't know if I can do this. And you were so hyper, but yet you were so like scared, right? And then once you got through that, the empowerment that came over you.
That was the second time when you let me come to the studio. I was just like a kid in a candy store. I was scared, but it was so cool. So cool.
And now we get to do it from our offices and it's even cooler.
Yeah, but I don't get those cute little headphones that you look like Mickey Mouse in.
Well, I'm sure we can get you some so you can look like Mickey Mouse. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I think I have an extra pair at home.
Thanks. It's
all good. Hello, Mickey Mouse. You know what? I have one of our other master teachers, because you're one of our master teachers, right? She said, I need to tell you something, Bree. Jiminy Cricket is one of your guides. And I went, what? Okay, so I didn't, you know, I was like, huh? And yeah. And you're supposed to learn to start having fun again.
Oh.
I was like, okay. So, but Jiminy Cricket was a psychologist, I thought, or something like that. I'm going,
that was a smart cricket.
I'm telling you. And I'm thinking, is he trying to tell me a new psychology, or have I lost my flipping rocks, or what's happened to me?
Well, better than a marble, right?
Yeah, maybe so. I was just like going, whatever. Okay, I give what do you need. And then I got a message from him through her, right? Mm-hmm. And it was just to remind to have fun and stuff. And that's what this whole show's about. It's just having fun because we run across some wild stuff. But the one thing I'm really proud of, the empowerment I've seen come over you since you did this, the first show you did.
Thank you. I do. You know, I've really tried to do some inner work and some soul searching and looking at things. And I know that this probably has nothing to do with the show or whatever, but I realized that even though everyone has problems, right, and that they're all different and they're just as stressful to that person as if they are the only one in the world with this problem. So I've been really trying to say when something comes up and I'm thinking, wow, wait a minute, that person over there has, that is just horrific what's going on over there. So I'm putting things back in my mind thought instead of just dwelling on it or whatever. And it has, I do feel like I have a confident boost. I'm booked out 6 weeks now, and I wasn't before. So I love what I'm doing. I absolutely
good.
Love
I'm
it.
Glad. I'm really glad because when Spirit asked me to build a platform in a healing center, right? Mm-hmm. And you know my story. I thought, okay, I'll just open up a healing center with some women. Well, obviously that didn't turn out real well. Next thing I know, oh, you're going back to radio. This is a healing center. It is a platform for that healing center. So you start from the ground and working your way up, and that's what you did. And that's what a lot of us are coming back and doing. And it's not about fame and fortune, what we do. Mm-hmm. You know, it just, you know, we're lucky we can pay our bills, right? Because, mm-hmm. you know, and I look at it as we're not playing small. We play, we just play where we belong. Right. And this healing, and this platform for this healing center, you know, it's been a great, I don't want to say it. It's helped you grow. It's helped me grow. And other people that are involved with this, it's helped them grow. Mm-hmm. And then yeah. more people just keep coming in, you know.
Right.
It's like, okay, we're doing our jobs.
Right.
You know, so when Spirit says, okay, you know, well, okay, so here's the thing. Is we know my dad's here again. We always know my dad's here, right? My mom or whoever, right?
Right.
And it's like, why does he want to keep showing up when I'm on the air? I'm just going to ask you that, Terry. It's like, before we even get started,
I don't know. Here again. This is hilarious. He's just, I think he's infatuated with it. I don't know. He thinks this is cool stuff. I don't know. But let me tell you about another father. I have somebody, okay. This is funny, you brought father up, that never goes away. Well, her father, every time I'm around her or see her or talk to her on the phone or Facebook, I'm like, your father's here again. Not that he has anything to say. He's just letting me know, let her know that, you know, yeah, he's here. Well, we have this meditation group. I have, you know, a circle that we have that we meet and we meditate and we do exercises. And one night we were in meditation, and when it was over, I said, I don't know who this belongs to, because I see this man standing way across the street, kitty corner, and I described him to him to a T, his clothes, his hair, his everything. He had his hand up and he was just waving with the Cheshire cat. Like, look, and I'm thinking, who are you? What do you want? And then meditation was over. Well, my friend, she turned around and told her father on the way to the group that night, you can't keep popping in. You need to stay away, far away, and you can watch far away, but you leave Terry alone, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, well, he listened. He was far away, and he didn't say a word. He was just waving like, I'm right here. So
it's like, I'm not going nowhere. I stayed away, but I'm here. I got my hands up like, don't forget about me, you know, but I did what you asked me to do. So what do you get when we, you know what, one question I have is, what do we get? What do we do when we get the ones that don't want to stay away? Okay. What happens? Do you ever get ones that Spirit says come through, right? Loved ones that come through, family, sister, and some that are not loved ones that have a grudge sometimes want to come through, right? And to clear it up. And I'm not saying like a grudge in a bad way. Like, I'm sorry, you know, I want to let you know that. Have you ever had any of them that won't go away till you find the person that belongs to, the spirit wants to talk to?
You know, not randomly. And I am one of those people that everyone probably doesn't like me, that I will give messages in public, but I used to not be very mindful about it, but I'm very mindful about it now. Like I will tell them, excuse me, I do this and blah, blah, blah. So I don't have them that they hang out with me. I've only had one. And that's the reason why I'm reading today. So mm-hmm. I've never really had one that I had to find, but one. But I do, like in groups, I will bring somebody through and the person absolutely doesn't want to talk to him. They said, oh, no, I'm not talking to him. You tell him to go away.
Right,
and
right.
I'm like, no, I don't have a 411 to heaven. I can't help it that it's not your mother, but this guy wants to come in and apologize. Just as healing as it is for you here, it is for them right. too. He's wanting to say sorry. And right. I'm not letting him hang out with me until he says he's sorry, he'll go away.
Well, so, you know, let me tell you something. If you know anybody that's looking for a Jason, he needs to find whoever it is.
Nope, I don't have that.
But,
you might have to explain that to me.
Yeah. He pops in and out and he's trying to find this person. And usually I end up having to find them. But we have only about a minute left. So I'm going to tell you a quick story on how this all happened with me when I realized how strong of a medium I was with animals and people, right? Because you know how you have that doubt once in a while, right?
Okay.
My dog runs out of the house. He's a boxer, right? Runs uh-huh. out of the house, and then he goes, and you wouldn't believe it, into a woman's house and sat down. Uh-huh. Now, when this happened, on the same day, I call my friend Michelle Victoria.
Diane Robbins, published author and channel, connects our hearts to the hearts of beings in advanced civilizations as she taps into the cosmos. We are living in important times now as we merge our consciousness with these of other realms and raise our vibration and awaken to who we are and why we are here. Learn to live in unconditional love. Visit DianeRobbins.com today and immerse yourself in the many books, newsletters, and channeling Diane has to offer.
Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit SilverGaia.com. That's SilverGaia.com.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
All right, everyone. So I could go say welcome back the whole bit, but today's not that kind of show. So Terry, let me tell you about the dog. So okay. First of all, my friend's over, because I said it a little bit backwards, but my friend was over. And as I was going out the door, Michelle and I were going out the door, my dog Boxer runs out the door, right? I go, oh, great. So all of a sudden I said, Victoria, I'll talk to you later. I have to get my dog. And I turned around, looked at her. I said, who the heck is Victoria, right? I was like, I don't know Victoria. So then I go after my dog, and here's this woman with a three-year-old, and this big boxer goes and sits in her living room. So I look around, and I see shaman stuff, right? Since I'm a God's light shamanic healer, right? Uh-huh. And I said, man, can I come back and talk to you? And I said, well, I got to tell you something. I'm a psychic and a medium and a few other things. And do you know a woman named Victoria? I see some shamanic stuff on your walls, right? She goes, that was my mother, and she was a shaman. I said, well, my dog ran in your house because I kept hearing, I called my friend Victoria. He runs in your house. Will you please talk to your mom? I was so embarrassed. I didn't even know what to do. Took the dog home.
That is crazy. That's crazy cool.
Yeah, it was crazy cool, but it was embarrassing, let me tell you. My dog, and then they were like, we became friends and stuff. They were my neighbors, like five houses down, right? And we just had moved in the neighborhood, bought the house, right? And I was like, oh my gosh, but no, seriously. And we have the dog this day. He literally ran in the house, sat down, and with a three-year-old, and just until I gave the information. And then he went and said, let's go home. And he went home and went in the fence yard. He never ran off since then.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
So back here, I know it's crazy sometimes with my animals. They do that. Or I have a shih tzu. You know, I have shih tzus, right? Six of them, right? There's, I only have one big dog. So he was number one. And then, so anyways, so Sebastian will sit there on my, get on the edge of my couch, right? I have the Victorian home in my living room so big that I can put a really couch and chairs and table and everything in there, right? And he was standing with his feet up on the edge of the couch, right? And he's just looking up, going, ruff, 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 and tail wagging, right? I said, okay, Sebastian, we got somebody here. And he'd look at me like I was stupid, right? I'm looking at him going, what are you looking at me like that for? All of a sudden, I heard, is grandma here? This grandma got cookies? Ruff, 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 and tail are going like that. Mm-hmm. I love it. So I said, well, since she can't give you a cookie, I'll go get you a cookie. That's what we call a treat, right? And so he ran to go get the cookie and then came right back for his treat, our treat, right? Because I'm saying it like my mom would say, right? And then he went back to the couch and he was just for about a good 15 minutes, just started sitting there wagging his tail and talking to my mom in her own way. I've walked in there. Her cats are in my office, right? And it's another bedroom, right? And we have a baby gate up because my little monster dogs like to chase the cats, right? And I've walked in there where I see the cat's head going, you know, of course the listeners can't see this, but like they're, you know, putting their head up like they're being petted. Mm-hmm. And then once she gets caught, my mom, the cats all of a sudden are like, oh, we're busted. and you can see the chair had been moved. Not because I always pushed my chair in, right? And you can see it was out and moved. And it's like, okay, mom, put my stuff back when you're done, please.
For real, right?
I'm picky. I like my things clean,
right.
So give, we only have it's 1:52. So we got a few more minutes left, but I want to hear something about a reading that you had. I want to hear about the affair.
Oh, I have a disclaimer on my groups now when I go. And the first thing I say, are you okay with everybody here knowing what could possibly come out? And they're like, they all look at me and say, yeah, I never had to ask that before until this one day when the question was to me, do you see some romance in my life or, you know, the next person in my life? And I'm like, okay, so I'm contemplating on it. And all of a sudden I hear married man. And then I said, what? And I said, excuse me, you have a better chance when you are not with the married man. Are you dating a married man? And that's how I responded. I shouldn't have. And it was hilarious. She just sunk in the chair. She just sunk. And I was like, oh my God, that is just like opening up a can of worms, right? And so I said, that is just, it's not funny. It wasn't funny, but it was someone that was tattling. And she said, yeah, kind of. So anyways, I now have to say anything can come out. Chastity belt, affairs, Komodo dragons, not all in the same order though, you know? Cats under the sheets.
I'm dropping my notes all over the floor right now. I can't even bend down to get them. That is just too funny. It's like I had that one note for you. So the other thing, number nine, that you keep getting.
Yes.
Okay. So I kept adding them up, right? Because you start from nine, then you start over to one and stuff. I keep getting completion. And no, you're not dying.
Because I asked you, completion. Does that mean I'm done here and I'm moving on?
No, what it means is you're done with one thing right now and you're moving on to a new journey. So okay. It can be the same journey you're on, but in a new higher vibration. And that's why you keep seeing nines, you know, okay. So that's from the goddess light numbers. Now, if you do the angel numbers, it could be something different, right? And, you know, because I don't have my books right here where I can grab them real quick, right? And that's why, and then the papers that fell underneath the desk here, because you got me laughing too hard over here.
Sorry.
So are you grabbing an angel book?
I'm not. It's not a book. It's on my phone. I don't know if I'm going to be able to bring it up before it's done. Before we're done.
Only you.
But I see you. What would have it in my phone?
Yeah. No.
Numbers.
To try to bring it up. So we only have 3 minutes until the end of the show. So Terry, tell them how to get a hold of you again.
You can go to terrystrauss.com, and that's terrystrauss.com. And you can locate me through Facebook on that one. Emails. I do everything through an email. So that's how you can do it. But okay. I'm really glad that you asked me to come on, and I got a funny day. Everyone says I should write a book on my stories. And I said, I don't have stories, but apparently I do.
Yeah, you do. One thing I'm going to announce that I'm going to be doing is I'm going to start doing readings and healings down here at Crystal Voyage, and I will be available on Tuesdays and Fridays and Saturdays. So if you guys want anything from me, get a hold of me at 253-230-0422. Or you can go ahead and set up a time on silverguide.com. So I think we're doing pretty good today. We only have like a minute left, I think, about 2 minutes left. So Terry, I want to thank you again for coming and being on the show today. We had to have fun. We've gone through a lot in the last year.
Yeah, it's been fun. It's been fun. You know, everything that we go through, whether it's bad or good, you lose a job and you think it's horrible. You know, I think spirits put you on your path one way or another. I mean, you lose friendships and you think why, and then you have to think back, well, I'm going on a different path. And for whatever reason, that's why we're doing this.
And, you know, that's I want to bring that up real quick before we have to end the show. Here's the thing is a lot of people I knew you were going to keep trying to find it. Yep, she got the 999 on the phone. But here's the thing, is a lot of people are losing friends and friendships for a very special reason right now. They do not match with the same vibration that you're at. And don't feel bad about it, because I've even had let family members go, which is really hard for me. But, you know, I'm this big, loving person and stuff. But at the same time, I just want to say enough. you know, and so don't feel bad about that. Keep up with the 999s, and we'll see you guys all here next week on Silver Gaia Radio.
You've been listening to Silver Gaia Radio, Journey to Gaia. Join Dr. Bree Gibbs the second and fourth Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Each show is designed to share and discuss timely key messages and truths. Dr. Bree brings forth gods and goddesses, ascended masters, and others to communicate the information our world needs. For more about Dr. Bree or Silver Gaia Radio, visit silvergaia.com, and we'll see you next time.